You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
If you have been going your own way, my friend, now is the time to get God's prescription for guilt.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. We pray that this message will bring hope and joy to your life.
God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, forgive us and heal us of the hurts we have inflicted upon ourselves. Give us the grace to live as your children, members of your family by faith in Jesus Christ, and inheritors of the kingdom prepared for those who love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Wherever there are pharmacies or drugstores, you probably will see a symbol that looks like an RX with a slash through its forward leg, resembling an R combined with an X. That symbol stands for the Latin word recipe, which means receive or take. In the medical world, that recipe is often called a prescription, something you take in order to alleviate or cure a particular ailment or illness. When you're sick and you know it, I mean really know it, because you feel so bad and are willing to do almost anything in order to feel better, you're glad when your doctor gives you a prescription, a remedy you can take, with the hope that it will do what it is supposed to do, cure what is wrong with you and make you feel better. Today I want to tell you about God's prescription for the most common human ailment, guilt. It is more common than the common cold. Unlike the common cold, for which there is no really good prescription, God's prescription for guilt is good. In fact, it is tremendous. It takes hold of life and turns it around. The Bible keeps talking about God's prescription for guilt all the time. You find it almost everywhere. Let's take it today from the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, verse 5. Because of our sins, he was wounded, beaten because of the evil we did. We are healed by the punishment he suffered, made whole by the blows he received. People will tell you these days, with a perfectly straight face, that our world no longer has a sense of guilt. That's like saying that people no longer have a nose on their face or toes on their feet. It's like saying that humanity is no longer human. There's nothing, absolutely nothing, so characteristic of humanity and so common to everything that is human as a sense of guilt. Older people have a feeling of guilt, and so do little children. People feel guilty because of what they have done, and they feel guilty because of what they failed to do. It's human to remember. We can try to put the memory out of our minds, but it's still there. The more we try to put a certain memory out of our minds, the more it rises up to haunt us. More often than not, people are reminded of things they would just as soon forget. No amount of trying will bring forgetfulness, especially of those things we would like to forget. The more you try to put it out of sight and out of mind, the more does guilt show its ugly face. Strenuous attempts have been made, especially in recent years, to have people dig into their past, rummaging around in the events of long ago, to discover the roots of guilt. Once you uncover those roots, so the theory goes, you won't feel so guilty. That theory is based upon another theory, that guilt is just another human illness which can be cured by some prescription of self-recognition, self-disclosure, and self-improvement. In other words, somehow, people can manage to forgive themselves, helpful as it may be for people to see themselves as they are, and to see things they've done or failed to do for what they really are. All of this fails to deal with a fundamental fact of human life. We all have to live with God. Wipe God out of the picture, and you can get rid of that feeling of guilt. Get rid of that feeling of guilt, and you can be a real person again, so the theory goes, with a healthy outlook on life. It's a fine theory, but it doesn't work. It would work only if God were the product of our own imagination, of our own thinking, of our religion or our devotion. Unfortunately for us and for all of our theories, God is still God, and he will always be God. Nobody made him up, and nobody is going to make him over. In his own word, and even in our own history, God has made it quite clear that he's still God and always will be God. It's what every one of us knows and feels deep down inside. No amount of rationalizing or analysis is going to get rid of God. If it were not for God, wrong would just be wrong. Because of God, wrong is sin. And sin produces guilt. It doesn't do any good to conceal guilt or to submerge it under the tides of life. It's still there, growing like a cancer deep down inside. A cancer can be reached, sometimes, with treatment or surgery, which is difficult to take. But there is no prescription within the reach of human knowledge or ingenuity to deal with that most common ailment whose end is always death, the destructive feeling of human guilt. That takes a prescription from God. To the great disappointment of a lot of people, God's prescription for guilt is not simply to go down to your corner drugstore or even to your corner church. Many people would like that. It would give them something to do, some way by which they could cure themselves and get rid of that feeling of guilt they always carry around with them. If you have the feeling that you would like to do something about that feeling of guilt you have, those regrets you have, that remorse about doing something you should not have done, and that regret for having failed to do what you ought to have done, you are not alone. You have good company. All of us have those feelings, whether we talk about them or not. The road of every human life is littered with debris, cluttered with the wreckage of what we could have done a lot better and was actually done a lot worse. It's there, whether we like it or not, whether we're willing to talk about it or not. Wallowing around in your own guilt is not the way to get rid of that feeling of guilt. Being willing to talk about your guilt is not a prescription or a cure for guilt, any more than talking about cancer is getting rid of it. It's a good thing for an alcoholic to recognize that he is an alcoholic, but that won't get rid of the alcoholism. It takes more than that. All of us have to recognize that our best efforts are not going to make amends for past wrongs. We might like to think that we can undo the past, but we can't. If that is the only prescription we have, it is not good enough. After carrying around his load of guilt for over a year, following his murder of Uriah the Hittite in order to get rid of Uriah and to get Uriah's wife as his own, King David finally got the word, "You are the man." Although it came from another man, that was the word of God to him. It took a lot of faith in God's mercy, in his ability to forgive, to bring King David around and to make him say at that moment, "Against thee, thee only, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight." That was the beginning, but only the beginning. It wouldn't have meant a thing if David had not had this confidence in God, that God really forgives. Forgiveness is God's prescription for human guilt. It took a lot for God, in all his justice, to forgive that man his sin. It took the death of his own son who died for all, past, present, and future. It was the Son of God, the suffering servant sent by God, the obedient son atoning for the sins of the world, about whom Isaiah was talking. Because of our sins, he was wounded. He was beaten for the wrongs that we committed. We are healed by the punishment he suffered, made whole by the blows he received. God's prescription for human guilt is shattering to human pride. It shows what a sick joke people perpetrate on themselves when they go around saying, if it feels good, do it. As if the toll of human actions could be so easily disposed of. When people become victims of their own desires, their own passions, their own pleasures. Escape is not the answer. You can become preoccupied with things, but they are no prescription for guilt. You can get knee-deep in recreation, but you don't get rid of that feeling of guilt that way. You can work your fingers to the bone, but guilt will still be there. Only God's prescription really works. He has to do it, and he did it. In his son, Jesus Christ. Guilt is real. It's not a contrived feeling left over from our childhood days when we disregarded some no-no of our parents. It is the massive buildup of a whole way of life which is devoted to going our own way instead of his way. That's human. And we're all human. We all have a sense of guilt. And it's real. It is a disease, a death-dealing infection. It eats away at the very core of personality. And in the end, it destroys. We all need healing to be made whole again. We all need that prescription, that Rx for guilt, a remedy which will cure. The greatness of God is that he simply will not let us go our own way. It is his justice and also his mercy that he will not let us go our own way. If you've been going your own way, my friend, now is the time to get God's prescription for your guilt. What humanity needs, God supplies. That's good news. It is the good news of God in Jesus Christ. Because of our sin, he was wounded. And because of what we have done, he was tortured. The judgment he bore is health and healing for people like us. And by his scourging, we are made whole. Imagine for a moment that a team of doctors and researchers call a press conference for tomorrow. When the hour arrives, they step before the microphones and announce that they've found a surefire cure for all forms of cancer, and that this cure will be readily available for everyone suffering from that dread disease. Can you imagine the wild excitement that would follow almost immediately, especially among those who have cancer? I personally pray that dream may become reality one day. And soon. Well, my friend, the news is just as happy and just as exciting for you today. The disease from which you've been suffering, the sense of guilt that's been holding you down, the disease more devastating than cancer because it always brings death, has a cure. The cure comes from God. It is his prescription for guilt. It is his grace to forgive you for the sake of his son, Jesus Christ, who was wounded, tortured, chastised, scourged, even until he died, just so that you might live, forgiven by God himself. When God forgives, he forgets. He just puts your guilt right out of his mind. You can put it out of your own mind, too, because he's put it out of his. Only God could do that. And he does it for the sake of his wonderful son, Jesus Christ. You don't have to wait for a cure to be discovered. It's there right now. Christ died and rose again from the dead. He's Lord, and he gives you his life. It is his life that he gives. It is God's prescription for your guilt. Take it, my friend, and live. Take it by faith and live with love as God wants you to live. This prescription is high priced. But it's yours for the taking. Already bought and paid for by God's own Son. He himself bore our sufferings. Our torments he endured. While we counted him smitten by God, struck down by disease and misery. He was pierced for our transgressions and tortured for our iniquities. The chastisement he bore is health for us. And in his scourging, we are made whole. We have all strayed like sheep. Each one of us has gone his own way. But the Lord laid on him the guilt of us all. What a story. What a life. What a death. What a resurrection. What a gift to humanity to be able to deal with guilt and to get rid of it once and for all by the free grace of God, who freely forgives simply because he is God. Put it real simply, Jesus Christ is your prescription for your guilt. His loving forgiveness is your medicine of immortality. He's the prescription of God himself for your guilt. It is God's prescription, and you don't have to pay $40 an hour to get it. It's yours for the taking. Believe it or not, it's not from me, it's from God. It's his doing all the way, and it's his gift to you. Now take it, my friend. There's no use debating about it. It's God's good word to you. It's his good word in Jesus Christ, his own son. What you need more than anything else in the whole world, God holds out to you in his son. Your prescription for guilt and God's promise to you of what he has to give. Life. Genuine life. Eternal life. He's for you. Take him, my friend, and live. Amen.